And now on Overnight with Natalie Peters, it's time for The Expert.
So we have our Christmas trees up and the Christmas plans in place. For some, work has wrapped up for the year and it's time to sit back and relax with loved ones. But sometimes Christmas is actually pretty stressful. Catching up with relatives can turn sour. People get snappy under all the pressure. And then, of course, you add alcohol into the mix and who knows what will happen. It can be especially tricky where there's been a breakdown or perhaps a separation in the family. And it can end up being a day spent tiptoeing through tensions, hostilities, and then you've got divided loyalties. The National Institute of Health says this is the time of year when instances of depression increase. So tonight, in a bid to avoid these tensions, we're going to ask the expert, how do we handle Christmas Day stresses? Caroline Kennedy is a leadership expert, and she joins us on the line to give us some coping strategies. Caroline, Merry Christmas, and thanks so much for making the time to chat to us.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. A Merry Christmas to you too.
Now, when it comes to organising events, buying gifts, of course, there's the financial stress this time of year, perhaps a family conflict. It really is quite a stressful time of year, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the lead up to Christmas particularly, especially if there is conflict or tension in family, can be very stressful for individuals.
And I guess that means that most people go into Christmas Day not feeling all that relaxed.
Yes, very much so. And I think part of the reason why Christmas time can be so stressful is the unrealistic expectation of coming together as a happy family on this one day of the year.
And so I guess in that way, expectations play a part here. Should we be, I guess, lowering expectations for the day when it comes to unity and, you know, just how fantastic Christmas is going to be?
Very much so. And I think lowering expectations because every family has its issues and don't expect more from family gatherings than reality can deliver. There's a reason why, you know, people don't all live together in the same house. And I think being self-aware, knowing your triggers and any other tips for dealing with family conflict is so important.
There was a comment, I think it was made by Bernard Salt during the week, that, you know, we all split up and live our lives in separate areas and then perhaps we all go back to the family farm for Christmas and realise that we're completely different people living completely different lives. Is it a day where we really need to be more tolerant?
Yes, very much so. And particularly, you know, around, I suppose, going into Christmas and, you know, I suppose, train your optimism. For example, it helps to think of issues as external rather than internal. So this isn't my fault and the situation is not permanent, so it can actually change. You can actually leave. You can't control your family's behaviour, but you can work to keep your own state of mind as proactive and positive as possible in the face of conflict.
That's a really good tip. And I can tell that you're a leadership expert because I imagine that that pretty much applies in the workplace as well. I'm sure all of these tips would as well. So what are some other suggestions for handling those little Christmas Day tensions that might escalate?
Sure. So negativity is contagious. We all know that. If conflict arises, take a walk, phone a friend, and importantly, don't get discouraged. Once you've committed to the gathering, it's hard to abandon all hope. So just, you know, Christmas miracles can happen, but just take that space if required, if you think things are heating up. And I think most importantly is minimise alcohol intake. Mm. We all commonly know that once you're stressed, you can reach for a drink, and especially at this time of year, when dealing with people, you'd rather not have to. However, with alcohol being it's a known depressant and likely to exaggerate the ill feelings, so potential to cause you to lose control and do or say things that you might regret later. So minimise that.
If someone is drinking too much at a family gathering, for example, or even just, you know, at a neighbourly gathering, what's the polite way, what's the etiquette around saying to them, mate, you've had enough, or did you just say it out like that?
I think being honest with them, maybe pull them aside so you're not embarrassing them. I think the key is that they don't want to feel like they're on show for everyone to see and to be embarrassed by. So just pull them aside and say, hey, come on, you know, you're getting a bit rowdy or there's a bit of conflict. Perhaps we should go for a walk or perhaps we could go and have a talk somewhere. So distance them from the environment that's causing them to drink too much as well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Maybe, you know, in a way, help them to take time out, maybe without them even noticing. And what are some of the other etiquette protocols we should follow on Christmas Day? You know, things like, I guess, biting our tongue or on issues we know could inflame tensions?
Yes, very much so. And I think particularly if you're the host and people are coming to you for dinner and you know that they don't get along, perhaps look at the seating plan and have them sit at opposite ends of the table, and also assign them jobs to help you, or have game in the backyard like cricket, something that everyone can get involved in and occupied and amused. That really helps as well, just to keep that distraction really from whatever's going on in the family.
I like that idea. Give everyone a job, keep everyone busy, and hopefully the day will fly by as a complete success. Well, Caroline, thank you so much for your time and your suggestions, and have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, Natalie. Thank you.
That's Caroline Kennedy there, a leadership expert. I don't know. What do you think? How do you cope on Christmas Day? We all know that not every family is perfect. Maybe there's a tension you're worried about in your family, and you might be thinking of ways to keep things civil and happy. Let me know. Do you have a fail-safe solution? Kind of like that idea of giving everyone a job, I guess.